clear. Where does Sefer Makis begin? There's a mission on that Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ketza Eidim Nasim Zomimin. How do Eidim become Zomimin? The Gemara points out that really Masechus Makis does not begin on that Beis Amid Aleph. Sefer Makis, at least the part of Eidim Zomimin, really begins where? On that Hei Amid Aleph. Why does it begin on that Hei Amid Aleph? So the Gemara points out, by the way, you should have at least the Chol HaPachos done all of the Mishnayos to get a sense of how it builds up to our Mishnah. The Gemara points out in the beginning, right in the beginning, on that Beis Amid Aleph, the first Mishnah talks about the case where you don't have Eidim Zomim. What does that mean? That you have someone, let's take a look at that first Mishnah. We testify against somebody that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So there we say, Ein Omrim Yasses a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. They turned out that Rabbi Yaakov Lerner reminded me that we have a verb called, I forgot about it entirely, and that is zoomed. If it turns out that they were zoomed, so then in such a case, they say, Imanua Yisem, so then in such a case, we don't say they become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So that's what the Gemara asks. There are a few more Mishnayos that are a little bit tangential. The first real Mishnah that gets to the core of Eidim Zomim is a Darkei Amid Aleph. That's one good reason to start. The other way is if you're a Rebbe and there you've been saying Shir three times on the same three Daptim, so then you're going to become lazy. And also you're going to be an Am Oretz on the rest of the Masechta. So I figured that's Kedai to start from Darkei Amid Aleph. That's the other reason. So what the Gemara says over here, HaKetzad Eino Eidim Nasim Zomim Boilei on Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara says it should not say Ketzad O Eidim Nasim Zomim. It should say Eino Eidim Nasim Zomim. Va'od, and the Gemara also asks on Beis Amid Aleph, Midika Tani LeKamar Avo Amrulem Heyechatem Eidim Sharei Ba'osa Yom Atem Yisimon Mokim Ploni. Then Hey Amid Aleph, it describes to us the exact case of Eidim Zomim. In fact, our Mishnah also has the word Ketzad. So that's why it's important to note that Daf Hei Amid Aleph is one of the most important Mishnayos, even in regards to the sugya of Zmama as well. So let's take a look at the Mishnah, Bezer Hashem, begin the parak. Eino Eidim Nasim Zomim Achi Yizimu Es Atzman. The Eidim do not become Zomim until they themselves are zoomed. Says Rashi, Sheizimu Esatzim, Sheizimu Osan Beiske Gufa. You have to be mazim them on vis-a-vis themselves. Velo Beiske Ahoreg Vahoru. And not in regards to the killer or the victim. Kin Mefarish Vazel, as our Mishnah is going to spell out. So how does Rashi understand the word Achizimu Esatzman? Until you are indicting them as individuals, not their testimony, but you're indicting them as individuals, that you're saying the second set of Eidim are zooming them when they say Imanu Hayisem. Okay? Ketzad, Amru Me'idin Anu Beish Ploni, Shahar Ages HaNefesh. We testify, we have to, in Maklis, we've got to get our names straight, so we're going to make the Kad of Eidim as Yosef and Binyamin, who are made against Reuven. Me'idin anu bishpon were made against Reuven. Shahar ages hanefesh. Amar lahem, heichata me'idim sherei nereg zeh horeg zeh hayu imanu osa yom b'makom ploni. Ein elu zomim. So if you have two other eidim that come along, Yisachar and Zevulun, that say, wait a second, we were with the horeg or the horuk, so then in such a case, that is not zomim. Amar lahem, heichata me'idim sherei atem eisim manu osa yom b'makom ploni, are elu zomim, v'narogin al piyem. The Rambam learns earlier, maybe, than the Rambam that we discussed in Seder, that this case means that you could have one set of Eidim, Yisachar and Zevulun, could say on 100 Yosef and Binyamin, Imanu Hayisem. It could say on 100 of them, Manu Yisem, Afil Mea Kulam Yargur. Yudamar, stop this Izu. These are killer Eidim. These are not trustworthy Eidim. 100 Eidim, Veino Nerak Elakata Rishona Bilvad. Now, I'd like to focus on the first part. Maybe we're going to get back in the Gemara to the last part of the Mishnah. We said, what is the definition of Achi Yizimu Esatzman? What's Rashi say? That you're being zooming, not the tochen of their Eidus, but the goof of the Eidus themselves. So the case of Hakasha is where Yisachar and Zevulun say we were with the Horeg or the Nerek. They're makish the words of the Eidim. However, that's not the parsha of Edim Zomimin. The parsha of Edim Zomimin is Ad Sheyazimu Es Atzman. Now, there's one other understanding of Ad Sheyazimu Es Atzman, which I'll just give you references that discuss this in detail, and that's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, Eino Edim Natsim Zom Ad Sheyazimu Es Atzman. Ra'inu the Rabboseinu Ad Gaonim, he quotes the Gaonim that say, Pirshu, Ad sheyuzumu atzman ad sheyachrishu v'lo yachrishu ha'muzman es ha'mizimin. They don't become zomimin until they're mazim themselves. That's a totally different way of understanding the words ad sheyuzumu es atzman. What are the words ad sheyuzumu es atzman? They indict themselves. How do they indict themselves? By acquiescing to the claim of the Yisachar and Zvulun. Yosef and Binyamin only become Zum when they themselves acquiesce to the claim of Yisachar and Zvulun. The only question with this is, as is pointed out, I think in your, I have a different Gemara, but yes, I believe it's on the bottom of my Gemara as well. I have a different Gemara at home. I have a standard Gemara at home. So, first of all, we're going to ask a question in a moment. How are the Gaonim understanding the words Achizimu Es Atzman? They themselves have to acquiesce. If they disagree, if they're Machish, they say no. Yisachar and Zevulun say Imanu Yisem, they say no, I wasn't there. I was there where I saw the Horeh killing the Nerah. So then in such a case, says the Gaonim, we would not say that there is Zmama. Ad Sheyazimu Es Atzman means until they themselves acquiesce to the claim of Yisachar and Zvulun. First of all, why would the Gaonim not go in Svara? Why would the Gaonim, we're going to start scraping the surface on how to understand Zmama. Why would the Gaonim not go with the way Rashi had learned? In the world of logic, outside now of Pshat in the words. In the words of logic, what would compel the Gaonim to say, Ad sheyachishu es atzman, until they themselves contradict what they had said. There's a fundamental problem here that every single person, the moment that they start the sugya of Edim Zomimin, should ask themselves. What's the issue? Yes, A.B.?
You could have infinite groups of people just testifying one against the
okay,
other.
Okay, infinite groups. What's fundamentally problematic in the Rashi's Pshat? What should have bothered you in the world of logic? Just in a logical world. Yes, Rafi?
Well, originally I thought that, why does it have to be that he disproves the person? Why can't it be that let's say you disprove the murderer, why don't it have to be that?
Okay, what's wrong with that? Just say, okay, I follow what you're bothered by. Let Rafi say it like this. What's the difference between Edim Zomin and Edei HaKosha? At the end of the day, when you have Edei HaKosha say what you're lying. Edei HaZom are also saying that you're lying. What's the difference between the two? And to put it more strongly, what Rafi's driving at is the whole parsha of Edim Zomin doesn't seem to make any sense. What's happening when Yosef and Binyamin are being made? They're being made, and Reuven killed Shimon. So it's two Edim. What are they made on? They're saying, we were there when Reuven killed Shimon. What are Zvulun and Yisachar saying? Yisachar and Zvulun are saying, you were with us. What are Yosef and Binyamin saying? We weren't with you. So why do you believe the second cat over the first cat? Just like by Edei HaKosha. In such a case, we don't punish them. We don't say, oh, you have to get what you started out to do because it's two against two. So too the parsha of Edim Zomimin. That could be what's bothering the Gaonim. Now, Rabbosai, what's the standard answer that many, many give that you should all know? What's the standard answer to this question? Hey, everybody follow the problem, right? Daniel, you follow what's bothering me?
I don't understand what Ben Hanel is shouting.
How it fits into the words or what he said? I'm going to get to the words in a second. Oh, very good. Ad sheyuzmu atzman, they themselves say it's true, we weren't there. that we don't have the parasha of Edom Zomim until they themselves say it's true, until they acquiesce. Why? Why did Rabbeinu Chananel from the Gaonim say such a pshat? Because the Chura at first said, by the way, there's a tremendous kiddush. Most do not learn like this pshat, the Gaonim. We're going to assume the whole Zman not like the Gaonim. But you have to know that there is a such sheet in the Gaonim. Why did they say that? Adonai Pashut. Because all parts of Edom Zomim, just like Hakasha is not a reason to give them mashes on Amlasos, so too if they say Imanu Yisem. What's the difference between the two? So say the Gaonim like this. The Gaonim say, you're right. Edom Zomim, we're talking about where that ultimately they themselves come around and admit that they lied. So then there's no longer two against two.
What's acquiesce?
Acquiesce means that they agree. It's true. They admit. They admit. Okay? Well, what's the standard answer? This question happens to be Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma in Meruba expressly states Eid Zomim Chidushu. That Eid Zomim is a Chidush. Now, how big of a Chidush and what is the Chidush? As time goes on, we're going to discuss it. That in Gemara in Bava Kamma, if I'm not mistaken, I Beis, I Gimel, says, oh, now we got the Shas, so maybe we'll even find it, try to look for the exact Maramokam. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Eid Zomim Chidushu, it's a Chidush that really, it should not make any sense. It's really a case of a tray vitray, but nevertheless, the halacha is that there's a Xeris HaKosuv, if you say Imanu Yisem, that we believe the second cat as opposed to the first cat. But what's happening over here? What's happening over here is that the Gemara is telling us, according to the Gaonim, maybe it's not such a big chiddush. But according to Rashi, it comes out a tremendous chiddush. Because really, it's a case of trey v'trey. This idea of trey v'trey is brought out in the Gemara in Ayin Gimel on the Beis, where it exactly uses the expression Eid Zomim Chidushu. If you give me a minute, I'll find it. Please, Neder. Please, Hashem. In the meantime, let me take a question. Yes, it's on Ayin Beis on the Beis, in the beginning of the Sugya, on the bottom of the Yom. Yes.
According to Rabbeinu Chananel, what does he say in regards to an edge, like you can't have a witness that testifies against itself? So how are these guys?
The testimony came from the other two, from Yisachar and Zvulun. Okay. But the fact that Yisachar and Zvulun are really believed, in other words, you're right, ain't all the Mesim Atzmo Rasha. But here, we're bothered by the fact that there's trey v'trey. Now, the Meforish on the bottom points out, take a look at Aleph. In my Gemara, it even said there was the Agos of the Cheshek Shlomo, I think. Nira she'em ayu mefarshin keitzad kemo be'ezit sad nasim zomim. What does keitzad mean? In which way? Ezit sad, in which way do they become zomim? V'da'omer t'davki kisha'omru ha'mezimin e'monu ha'yisem halav achi afilu echrishu ein nasim zomimim. Still, at the end of the day, there's a chiddush over here. And that is, that be'ezit sad, on which side do we say that the halacha is, that if they're quiet, and they're modern, they're not machish, is it the halacha of Edom Zomim? It's only if they said Imanu Yisem. If they say, as the Mishnah goes on, let's say Yisachar and Zvulun say that the Horeg, Reuven, was with them. In such a case, even if Yosef Binyan say, yeah, you're right, still you don't have the parsha of Edom Zomim. So even according to the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, at the end of the day, there still is a reason that the Gemara in Bava Kamma says Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. Now, I did not put on the Maran Mekomos, but it's very important to see, keep this in mind, this will relate to further Maran Mekomos, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis. Everybody has to know, before this is a given, before you start the Sugyas, everybody has to know the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, and eventually we're going to do the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Let's take a look at the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam on our Mishnah, on Daf Hei, and then I'll take Netanya what you have to say. Says the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, Eino Eidim Nasim Zoma Achi Yizumu Es Atzman Amra Torah V'ine Eid Sheker Eid V'lo Nemar Eidus Sheker Achi Tiyya Eidus Al Etzem O Eidim V'lo Al Adover She'idu Adov. V'hu edus mecheshes. V'nidhu divrayim shalelu. Ki'ilu ein sham edim kol ikar. V'amru v'ne'aragim al piyem. And our Mishnah says, Hare elu zomim v'ne'aragim al piyem. And they're killed on their words. Ratzalomar she'argo edim al pi elu shizimu. And now the Rambam asks, the Rambam asks, how can you kill Edim Zomim? The basic question. At the end of the day, it's two Edim. It's Yosef and Binyamin's word against Yisachar and Zvulun. Lefisha Edus al Atzmon shel Edus. Velo bo leheyud al Atzma shel Edus. Lo lekayama velo levatolam. Lefi she'em omrim anu ein anu yodim im ze harag kmo she'atim choshvim o shelo harag ve'ein aleinu ladas edusam avo mar she'anu me'idim she'atim me'isim v'makom ploni yom ploni lefichach shomim divrayim v'yaregu ha'edim. Can anybody tell me how the Rambam deals with the problem of trey v'trey? How does the Rambam answer what's behind, what's bothering Rabbeinu Chananel? At the end of the day, Rabbeinu Chananel is a gvalda kasha we were masbir. Why should it be that Yisachar and Zvulun should beat out against Yosef and Yom? Yes, Michal?
It's not their edus against their other edus. They're giving edus on the goof of the first edus.
Beautiful. The Rambam has a beautiful yisod that everybody needs to know. There are two adios here. Yisachar and Zevulun are not being machish Yosef and Binyamin. Why? They're not saying you're a liar on what you said. They're not being machish the testimony. They're being machish, they're saying you weren't there. They're not contradicting the testimony. What's Eide HaKosha? Eide HaKosha is where you have Yisachar and Zebulun that are contradicting the information that Yosef and Binyamin say. However, over here, they're not contradicting the information. What are the Eide Zomim doing? The Eide Zomim are just saying, Imanu Ayisem. Wow, what a brilliant shot in the Rambam. Everybody follow the difference? Say it again. Should I say it again?
Just through that, it's affecting the information.
Oh, very good. Ask it as a question, Benji. Good. Yeah. Everybody follow, let me just, before Benji's question. The difference between Akasha says, no, your information is wrong. You said that the Harag was there. The Harag wasn't there. That's Akasha. And therefore, you don't have the Parsha of Edim Zomim. However, there's another issue. What's the other issue? The other issue is that they're not being machish the testimony. They're being machish the Gufa Edim. Comes along Benji, and Benji points out very well. Benji points out, I was about to ask, but what's the chidush according to Rambam? The Gemara, the Rambam's so beautiful. The Gemara in Bava Kama, and Ayin Beis of the Beis, going to Ayin Gimel of an Al, says, Eid Zomim chidushu. The answer is you still need to say Eid Zomim is a chidush. Because the Rambam was just explaining the difference between Hazama and Akasha. At the end of the day, in every Hazama, there's also a Akasha. Every Hazama is also a Akasha. Because what are they saying? They're saying we're contradicting the information you're giving tangentially. So there's a tray for tray, there's a resulting tray for tray. In a case of where Yisachar and Zvulun say Imanu Ayisem, it's true, they're not contradicting the Edom directly when they say Imanu Ayisem. But if you add up Imanu Ayisem, they're saying that what you reported that you saw, we contradict. You didn't see that. So they are contradicting the Edos, even though they're formulating it as Imanu Ayisem. So it could very well be that that's the Yisod of the Machlokis over here. What does it mean, Eid Zomim Chidush? What does it mean, Eid Zomim Chidush? Do you say that Eid Zomim Chidush means that the whole thing is a Chidush? It doesn't make any sense. And there's no real difference between Hakosha and Azama. Or do you say that there's some logic over here? There's some logic, but we still need the Chiddush to say that we don't focus on the fact that there's a tangential Hakosha. The Rambam is going to say that the Chiddush is that we don't focus on the fact that there's a tangential Hakosha. That's the Chiddush. But there's not entirely a pure Xeris HaKosov, because at the end of the day, there's a reason, Al Pi Dinei Torah, that there's a difference between Hazama and HaKosh. Hazama is where Yisachar and Zvulun are contradicting them as Eidim, not in the Tochen of the Eidus itself. While according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the difference between Hazama and HaKosh is that when it comes to Hazama, it's the logic behind it is the fact that they were moda. The chiddush is not that we have stam regular trey. Here there was alda in them being edim zom. Now we're going to continue to discuss this a lot more. But if you read the Mishnah when we start the sugya of zomim, we need to dispel these nekudos out. Yes, Natana, we'll take one question and move on. We're not done with this Rebbe set. Just as an introduction, go ahead.
Maybe read the Goyim inside. I didn't necessarily understand this.
I'd rather move on, and it'll be my pleasure after Mechavez Hashem. Okay? It asks the Gemara Minanimim. Amar Avado, Domagra, Vihine Eid Sheker, Eid Sheker Ina, the Achiv. The Achiv. So one parsha is that says, Hine Eid Sheker, Eid. It doesn't say simply that the edus was contradicted, but rather that the aid was turned into sheker. Now this again works out beautifully according to the chiluk of the Rambam. There's contradicting the testimony, and then there's the contradiction of the goof of the aid. The Vei Reb Yishmael Tana, Lanos Basara, Ad Shetisre Gufa Shel Edus. That the Pasuk says, as we have over here, nowadays we've got this Torah, the Torah R, right? I didn't grow up with this. It's tremendous. Ki yakum eid chamas ish lanos basara, an eid chamas who will do something lanos basara, to testify about perversion. What is it? Achetisre gufa shel eidus. That you need to show that the goof of the Eidus is perverted, not just the token of the Eidus. Let's take a look at Rashi. Gufan shel Eidus, gufan shel Eidum. Lanos basar parshem zom ksiv sara Eidus hamuseres shuhusru misham. That the Eidim have been entirely removed. Not that there was simply a rejection of the information, but they were entirely removed. They're removed as Eidim. Not that their information is removed, but they are removed as Edom. Lanos Basara is a reference to the Edom Zomim. So the two different Makaras in our Gemara. It's interesting, what's enough for me? Why did the Gemara need two different Makaras? Why did Rav Ada give one? And why did Vei Rabbi Shmuel give another Makar? So I saw a fascinating chat. Rashi on the Pasuk of Vihine Eid Sheker Eid, Rashi says that kol makom shenemar b'Torah eid echad harei kan shnayim. Wherever the Torah says eid, it always means two eidim. So now, there is a big discussion amongst the Achronim whether an eid echad is in the parsha of eidim zom. If I'm not mistaken, there's even a Noda B'Yehuda. I'm not going to come from the angle of the Noda B'Yehuda, but it's kedai to look up the Noda B'Yehuda. Is there an Eid Echad? Is the Eid Echad applied to Parsha of Eidim Zomim? Or does it apply only to two Eidim when you require two Eidim in Bezdin? If we focus on the Pasuk V'Hine Eid Sheker Eid, there Chazal understand that we're not talking about one Eid, we're talking about two Eidim. However, if our focus is on the Pasuk Lanos Basara Achetisra Gufa Shel Eidus, there's no Makar whatsoever that says that we're talking about specifically two Eidim. It would apply even to one aid. So I saw in the name of a sefer, Siach Yitzchak, a fascinating nafkamina. The nafkamina is, according to the first pshat, we would say the halach of eid zomim only by tuin. According to the second shot, we might say the parish of eid zomim even by one eid as well. Now, Rabosai, this connects the beginning of this year's summer's man with last year's summer's man. We spent a lot of time in the Sefer Sota, and this is the Nafkamina that the Sefer Siach Yitzchak gets involved with. What would the case be of an Eid Echad? Because a regular Eid Echad, when it comes to Kashrus, might not be Bechlal in Eidim Zomim. That's the whole discussion of the Yehuda and others. Do you say Eidim Zomim if a person says, I saw that this food is kosher, because I saw them shechted at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And it turns out they didn't check. You say Manu Yisem, Zulun and Yisachar say Manu Yisem. Do you say in such a case even there is Eidim Zomim? So maybe not. So what would the case be? That's a big discussion, no, to be Yehuda and other approaches. So let's leave that for now. So what is a case where actually you have Eid Echad in court? So he suggests the Nafkamina would be Eid Echad Besota. Anybody remember the power of Eid Echad Besota? Go ahead, Daniel. What's the case? In that base? Try to reconstruct it.
One eight by.
You'll be better than me. I had to open up the Gemara to reconstruct.
This was says ed and ba.
Ed and ba, good. So what's the halacha? Very good. If there's kinui and stira, right?
Yeah.
If there's kinui and stira, if there are eight and that there was kinui and stira, and then you have one eight echad, the halacha is that she's asura the Bible. You guys photocopy this, right? If you don't mind passing me also the bed or the Gemara. So in Sota on that Bezam and Aleph, let's review these basic halachos. And as a Geshmak and Afkamina, it might be kedai to go over these basic ideas as well. The Gemara over there tells us that if you have two Aden, that have, it's a discussion whether you need two Aden for Kinui and Stira. In the end, we paskin that if you have two Aden for Kinui and Stira, and then there's an aid that came along, and he saw that the woman was Mezaneh. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Beis Amin Aleph in Maseches Sota, she's Asura Labaila. Now, normally, an aid Echad is not believed, right? But if there was already Eidos of Kinui and Stira, then an aid is going to be believed. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Avo Bituma. By the way, this is a little bit. From a Masorah perspective, this is a little bit sentimental for us, because I discussed this with Talmid Amir exactly a year ago. Rav Yashiv had an amazing mahalach on this sugya. Rav Yashiv was alive. At that time, we were down for his refuah shleima. So now we're mamshech the Torah in a new bechina. So Rashi, if you take a look at the Bar Maskil Avol Betumah, we spoke about this last year. Rashi says, "Avol b'tumah yesh eidim b'kinui b'stira, v'yesh eid echad shekilkula b'stirasa neman ve'ena shose el yotze v'lo ksuba v'asura lebal u'leboal u'letruma." According to Rashi, if you have kinui b'stira and there is an eid echad, so then the eid echad is believed for everything, and she's asura lebaila. But not only is she Asura Labaila, she's Asura Labaila, Leboel Ulatruma. Now both the Briska Rav and Rav Yashiv are medayek from this Rashi. The Rashi assumes that once you have Kinyan Vistira, an Eid Echad is believed as two Eidim. Mamish like two Eidim. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalit, Hilchos Sota, says, according to the Rambam, he's medayek in the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, an Eid Echad's not believed, an Eid Echad's never believed when it comes to Arayos. All it means is she no longer drinks the Mesota, and the Mela she's Aser to her husband. You know that the halacha is that a woman who doesn't drink Mesota is Asura Labaila. If she has to drink Mesota because of Kinu Vistira, so Eid Echad makes it that she's in a catch 22. That's how Mishnah Melech understands the Rambam. On the one hand, we don't believe the Eid Echad. On the other hand, the only time she shows is if there's Kinui Vistira. Just she's Memela Asura Labaila. So if you take a look, Rebbe Yashiv and Yeshiva makes the same point as the Briska Rav. Basically, the fundamental point both of them already made. What's the Hakira? We're simplifying what we did last summer. But to simplify last summer, there are two ways of understanding Eid Echad Besota. Is Eid Echad Besota a real Eidus or not? So that fits in beautifully. Says the Siach Yitzchak. Siach Yitzchak suggests. Oh, by the way, let me spell the Nafkamina. The Rebbe Yoshua points out, and the Brisker Rebbe also says this, that Rashi says that she's Asr Latruma. If the Eid Echad was just simply that she can't be Shosen until she shows that she's Asr Labayla, then what does that have to do with Truma? Rashi disagrees because Rashi holds that Eid Echad is Nemon after Kini Vistira. She's Mamish Asura, and if her husband was a Kohen, she's now Asr to Truma. In contrast to the Rambam and others, if she's Asr Labayla, doesn't necessarily mean that she's Asr to Truma. So is an Eid Echad after Kinui Vistira of Vadai Ne'emonus or not? So Siach Yitzchak suggests that might possibly be related to this issue of the two psukim. Do we say that over here, the parasha of the Eid Zomim applies to an Eid Echad or not? From the first Makar that we have over here that says, Hine Eid Sheker, that's talking about Dafka to Eidim. But the other Makar says that Asha Tisra Gufa Shal Eidus says, even by an Eid Echad. So Rabosai, I just want to add that at first glance we would have thought for sure, according to the Rambam, that when it comes to Eid Echad Besota, it's not a Vadai. So there maybe for sure, maybe you don't have the Halacha of Eid Zomim. However, if you look up the Rambam, as I put on the Marim Mekomos, in Perech of Aleph, Halacha, it was a mistake, it was Halacha Hey instead of Halacha Dalit. What does he say, Aaron?
He says that he pays the Ksuba.
He says that there is Halacha of Eid Zomim when it comes to Sota. What does that mean? The Rambam, even the Rambam, says that we have Eid Echad of a Parsha of Zomim, even by Sota, where he's not a full Eid. So therefore, I'm not convinced that anybody holds, that even Rav Adda would hold, that the halacha is that it doesn't apply to Eid Echad. Because even the Rambam who says that Eid Echad B'Sota is not a full-fledged Eid, yet nevertheless the Rambam writes beferish that you still have Eid Zomim when it comes to Sota. So I'm not sure we find the Nafkamina. Because even the Rambam who says Eid Echad by Sota is not such a strong Eid, nevertheless he still says you have the Parsha of Zomim by Eid Echad. And that, maybe you will leave only the possibility that you have smama in cases that don't even involve bezdin at all, like Eid Echad when it comes to kashrus and other things. So the attempt in Nafkamina from the Siach Yitzchak, that maybe we only say that you have Eid Zomim when it comes to two Eidim, doesn't seem to work, at least according to the Rambam. Because when the Rambam has someone that's not considered a full Eid, when did the Rambam have someone that's not considered a full Eid? Last year, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudala, the way most Achronim understand the Rambam, nevertheless, certainly Rashi holds he's a full Eid. But even in that case, where he's not a full Eid according to the Rambam, nevertheless, the Halacha is that you still have Eid Zomim when it comes to Eid Echad Besota. Okay, that's a Gishmaka Ha'ara, and now I'd like to start the bulk of what we were working on in Seder today. Let's take a look at the next part of the Gemara. Amar Rava, now we're really starting our first Iyun in the Rishon. Amar Rava, three lines in. Bo Shnayim, two come. Va'amru, and they say, B'mizrach Bira Harek Plonius HaNefesh. In the east of the castle, someone was killed. Reuven killed Shimon. Thank you. Ubo Shnayim, and then two come along and say, not true. Va'amru, they say, Va'lo b'mara b'ira imanu yisem. You were with us in the west. Chazina, we look into it. I kedekaimi b'mara b'ira mitzu chazi l'mizrach b'ira einei luzomim. So Yisachar and Zvulun say you're with us on the other side. No problem if Yosef and Binyamin could see from one the east to the west. V'imlav areilu zomim. If not, they're going to be zomim. Asks the Gemara, Pshita es Boshit. Mal the same aleichel shlenahora bari. We should say maybe that we should be choshesh for the fact that Yosef and Binyamin have great vision that most people don't see from Mizrach to Ma'arav, but these guys are able to. Kamashla, we're not choshesh lenahora bari. Ve'omar Rav, Rav also taught, Boshnaim, the same line of thinking. Ve'omru besura, fitzafra, b'chad b'shapsa, harat plonias ha-nefesh. So Yosef and Yamin say about Reuven and Reuven killed Shimon. In Surah on Sunday morning, Boshnaim, v'omar b'panya, in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon, b'chad b'shapsa, Imano, we're with them at the Giants game. Imano, yisim b'nardah. Chayzinan, imitzafra, l'panya, matzi, yosem, besura, l'nardah. If you go from morning to afternoon, from Surah to Narada, Allah is Vilav Havu Zomimin. Ask Mark, Sheep, that's a Dara Pasha. We don't need Rabbah to teach us that. Mal the same, we would have thought Lechush Gam Lo Parcha, you should be Choshesh for a flying camel. So Rashi immediately tells us that doesn't mean literally a flying camel. Rashi says, Gam Lo Parcha, Min Gimalim Yeshem, Yeshem Kalim Bim Rutsasim Ke'of Aparech. There were speedy, speedy camels. Kamash Malon, that you don't have to be choshesh for. Okay. The Rishonim are bothered by Gevaldig Akash. Mamish a Gevaldig Akash. This requires a lot of time. Let's start. Gemar Yevamis, Rava himself, on Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph, Mamish comes out the exact opposite. Yeah? See, it's totally different case on the Mavarchi. See how many times we use different Gemara? It's a totally different language. Thank you. Case of Mavarchi, and I realize that it's not a Shas pair. Makis is a Shas Masech. That's why people don't know case of Mavarchi at all, because either you learn it well and you know it, or you don't learn it and you're total Amaris. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara Yevamis. Gemara Yevamis on Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph. Now this Gemara, did you look up? The Rishonim quoted this Gemara. You looked it up? You have to look up this Gemara. Now the truth is this Gemara goes on a little bit of a while. I'll summarize it for you. But the Gemara here is talking about what's called the Chashash of Trey Yosef Ben Shimon, which appears in Gittin in the second parak, as well as here it's not called Trey Yosef Ben Shimon, but here it's talking about Yitzchak Reish Kalusa. For those of you who have a Gemara Yevamis, look, follow along with me. Those who don't, I'll read it for you. The Gemara says, Yitzchak Reish Kalusa Bar Achtei Derev Bibi. It starts on Kuf Tes Vav Amabez. Have a Ka'ozum Likurtevo L'Aspamya. He was going from one place to the next. Vishachav. And he died. Okay? So a very specific guy, Yitzchak Reish Galusa, and he died. Sholchu Me'asim, they sent a message. Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Ba'achtei Derev Bibi, Havakos Mekurtel Espani Vishachiv. They sent a message, he had died. Now, in Yevamis, they're talking about it because of Yitzchak's wife. Is Yitzchak's wife able to be remarried? Says the Gemara, Mi chayshina l'trei Yitzchak olo. Are we choshesh for two Yitzchaks? Now notice, over here, they sent back Yitzchak, the Reish Galusa, all of his family relations, Rav Omar lo chayshinan, and Abaye says chayshinan. It's a machlok between Abaye and Rav, whether you're choshesh or not. So again, Rav Osai, the first machlokis in Yevamis on Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis, you always got to look up the Gemara. I see that now all the Talmidim have a photocopy in front of them. So tell me if there's something that's not clear. The Gemara says that there's a machlokis between Abaye and Rav, whether you're choshesh for two Yitzchaks. Abaye says you're choshesh, and Rav says you're not. Then the Gemara on Kuf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph tells us another case. The Gemara says we had the following shaila. on where the Gemara starts. Ahu Gita Dishtakech Besura. Four lines of the Tabakus to Zayinim and Al. Uksiv Be Hacha Besura Masa. Here in Surah, Ano Anan Barchia Narda. Pitris Vitirchis Plonis Anchite. Ubotke Rabbanim Besura Vad Narda. Velo Hama Anan Barchia. There was a fellow who wrote again, I, Anan Barchia, am divorcing my wife. And the Rabbanim looked around, and they didn't find any Anan Barchia in from Surah to Narda. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, they checked from Surah until Narda, but they didn't check if in Narda there was an Anan Barchia. Says Abaye, even according to me, Damina Chayshinan, that when it came to the case of Yitzchak that had died, I say you have to be Choshesh for two Yitzchaks. Over here, Lo Chayshinan. The Kahamri Sadi Dibin Arda have it. It says he was very far away. Narda, they checked all the way to Narda and there was no one. From someone to get from Narda to Surah, that's almost impossible. I'm not choshesh. Amar Rava Aflu Didi Delo Chayshinan. This is our same Rava in Makos Hayam and Aleph. Even though I wasn't choshesh when they reported that this Yitzchak had died, Hacha Chayshinan Vilma Begamla Parcha Azul. We don't know for sure that there isn't any other Anan Barchia. Even though you checked from Surah until Narda, and you didn't check Narda because you figured it was too far away, but you only assumed it was a regular camel. But if it's a Gamla Parcha, then you have to be Choshesh. Now I gave you a whole Akdama, I told you the whole Gemara, because it's Kedai to know the whole Gemara. The way the people simplify it is that Ravon Kufta Zayinam and Alf and Yavamis holds Gamla Parcha Chayshinan. And here, Rava says, Lo Chayshina. This is a big, big problem. A big problem. How could it be that when it comes to over here, when it comes to Eid Zomeng, all of a sudden we say that we're Nachoshesh? Rava himself was Chayshina over there. If anything, maybe one would have said the exact opposite. Here we're putting people to death over this. So there, we should say, with Malach Parcha Chayshina. This is just a question of whether Anan Barchia wrote this get or not. That's the kasha. Now who asked this? Tosis and Yevamis asked it. The Ritva, the Ramban, the Tosis Shans, everybody in attendance, but there is. Let's Beis Hashem begin by seeing the Tosis Shantz's Teretz, which I have to say I'm a little bit no gay about. I'm starting with the Tosis Shantz because I think in my heart of hearts, as I was thinking about the problem in the sugya, I realized that the Tosis Shantz's Mahalam to me is so beautiful, and that we'll try to be masbir exactly how this works. Yes, Yonasan.
According to Rabbeinu Tanana, has the
gear to that Rava. Ah, Yefemo, Rabbeinu Chananel and Yevamos. Oh no, Rabbeinu Chal Makos or Yevamos?
Makos.
In Makos, okay. The problem is that the other Rishonim seem not to, because some Rishonim say Tikshi de Rava de Rava. But very good, Yefemo. Yefemo. Let's take a look at Tosis Shas. Hema. Dehacha mashma de lo chashin le gam lo pircha will be Yevamos. Perik Yishu Shalom. Masik de chashin le gam lo pircha. Over there, we are choshesh for Gamla Pircha. So the Tosis Shantz says a lot to answer this question. In two sentences, he says a lot. V'yesh lomar d'hasan l'inyin kiyum shtar chayshina. Avol hacha laro grotzeach lo chashvin chayshina. V'mashvina lahani edim zomin l'inyin shelo yarek aratzeach. Mm-hmm. Can anybody tell me what? Tos Shatz actually says three pieces of information to be miyashi this kasha. The first part of what the Tos Shatz is saying. Oh, the back of your Gemara even has a Tos Shatz. By the way, Tos Shatz is Rabbeinu Peretz. It's beautiful. I didn't know it was the back. First piece is that not only is the Gemara in Yevamos difficult from our Gemara, there is a Beferish Gemara in Sanhedrin. If I'm not mistaken, the Ritva made reference to it on Pei Tes Amid Aleph that says that we follow Rov when it comes to Ritzicha. The Gemara discusses the following issue. What happens? No question. It's clear that Ruvain killed Shimon. But we're not sure, what do we know that he killed? He pulled out a gun, He pulled out a knife and he killed him. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. How do you know it was really that he killed him? Maybe, I'm just giving an example. These are many examples that the Gemara Rishon bring up. Maybe Shimon was a treifa. Maybe Shimon was someone who was anyhow going to die. The halacha is that if Reuven killed Shimon, and Shimon was anyhow dying, last stage of cancer, so then in such a case, Reuven wouldn't necessarily have a din of a rotzeach. He wouldn't be put to death. Because he killed a bar ketola. Say he killed mamish a bar ketola. So the answer is, the Gemara says that when it comes to dinei nefashos, we follow Rov. Rov people are not treifos. Rov behemos are not treifos. Rov people are not treifos. So what's going on in Yevamos? In general, we say that we follow Rov. So what's the havamina of chashinon? Now we go back to our Gemara. What's the havamina of chashinon l'gmola parcha? So says the Tosfos Shatz, we need to develop three different categories where Gemala Parcha is going to be dealt with. Are we Chashina L'Gemala Parcha for Eidus Nefashos? Are we Chashina L'Gemala Parcha for Eidim Zomin? And are we Chashina L'Gemala Parcha when it comes to Get? Says the Tosfos Shatz like this. Let's pick up the words Abel Hacha. L'Harog Rotzeach. Lo chayshina. When it comes to la rog rotzeach, you're not choshesh. What does he mean? So the Ritva will fill in the picture that we're going to see shortly. That in Sanhedrin, I got the daf right, Pei Tes Amid Aleph, that's the daf. That in Sanhedrin, the halacha is that we don't, that we follow Rov. And therefore, if the only doubt is the Gemala Percha, so then in such a case, we would say, lo chashina. We don't take into account the Gemala Parcha. Sadites. Samachtes, thank you. Samachtes amid alf in Sanhedrin. So in such a case, with Samachtes, it tells us that we're not boshesh, we're not worried about a miyut, we follow the road. When it comes to Eidim Zomimin, how does it work when it comes to Eidim Zomimin? So in Eidim Zomimin, we would have had a havamina. That's what our Gemara is saying. V'mikdalei lahani eidim chayshina l'gmala pircha. We would have been choshesh l'gmara pircha. Mao de sema. In other words, when it comes to regular eidim sinfashos, we wouldn't have said that. But when it comes to eidim zomamin, maybe there we would be choshesh. Kamash malon, that we're not. If the only way the eidim could have gotten back is with gmala pircha, we're not. Why would we have ever had a chash? Because Rava himself, according to most Rishon Yonasan, Rava himself at times is chashina l'gmala pircha. Where do we see that Rava is chashina l'gmala pircha? In Yevamos, Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph. There he says that when it comes to the case of an Anon Bar Chaya, if you find the get, and the get, we checked on that day, there was no one from Surah to Narda, except for one Anon Bar Chaya. But we didn't check Narda, and Narda might have. And you could get from Narda to Surah with the Gemala Percha, then we're Chayshinon. So Tosfos Shatz isn't just giving us a teretz. Tosfos Shatz is giving us three categories. He's giving us the category of shtar where you're chashina, by rotzeach we're not chashina, and by edim zomimim we would have a hava mina, and we're not. So Rabosai, let's start with the two extremes. To understand what Tosa Shas is saying, we need to analyze the case where we don't, where which are clear. Dahainu, when it comes to Ritzicha, we're not choshish for it. Yet, when it comes to Shtar, we are choshish. I would have thought the exact opposite, right? In fact, if we can see the Ritva gets involved with Silu Esa'eda, that we try to save anybody from being put to death. So what's going on? What's going on over here? What is the Tosfos Shas intent? What's he suggesting? Why is it that we're more machmir when it comes to shtar, yet when it comes to regular case of ritzicha, it's not this way? So it seems that what the Tosfos Shas is doing is the following. Tosfos Shas is saying, really, al pi dinei Torah, we do follow Rove. If we have a question, we're not going to be able to operate if we're going to be choshish for every minor possibility. Al pi dinei Torah, we follow Rove. And we'll kill someone over Rove, and we'll make food kosher over Rove, etc., etc. Al pi dinei Torah, we follow Rove. He points out that the teretz to the question is that the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about whether we are kashering this get l'chatchila. That's the question. Whether we allow for this get. Now, Rabosai, there are many, many halachas. If you look up, I think what the Shams is saying is if you look up in Maseches Get in the second parent, you'll see that the Gemara says for kium shtaros, the Gemara is makbid that we need to know 100% that the get is good. Why was that done? It was to protect, actually, the woman, to know for sure that the get is a valid get. It's a takanah midrabanan. It's called kium shtaros. Really, al pi dinei doraisa, the halach is that we follow Rov. But here, look into the words of the Shatz. The hasam le'inyin kium shtar chayshinan. When it comes to kium shtar, then we're choshesh even for the miut. We will not allow a get, we will not call a get valid until we know 100% sure that this get is valid. We know 100% sure that comes to the Sanan Barchia. However, if we're no longer talking about validating a shtar, where there's a chiyum midrabanan, and the chiyum midrabanan is more chomor than the din d'oraisa, so we have that all the time. And you know what the proof of it is? Many of you have done the Mishnayos and Gittin. Their whole requirement of the fanei nechta will the fanei nechta. A get is not kosher unless they say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That the shliach says, I saw them sign it. Is that true al pi dinei d'oraisa? No. So there are many, many takanos that were put into the kiyum of shtaros. So that's what's going on in Yevamos. And Rava's machmir in one case, chashina, yet he's mekel in the other case when it comes to Yitzchak, two different types of Yitzchak. However, when it comes to Dine Doraisa, of a case of Nefashos, then of course you follow the Rav. But now it emerges, and with this I leave off, Tosfos Shas says that we had a Hava Mina, that we would follow the Chashash of Gemala Pircha, like Rava says when it comes to Shtaros by Eidim Zomri. So I leave off with why is that so? What's the Hava Mina and the Maskan? The Maskan is easy. The maskana is that it comes to, it's like dine nefashos. And when it comes to dine nefashos, you follow Rov. Lo chayshin l'gmala pircha, you always follow Rov. But the hava mina is a no. That somehow when it comes to edim zolimin, there the halacha is different than any other form of dine nefashos. Dine nefashos, this will be enough to kill the person. This Be'ezar Hashem we'll pick up with the next time. We have to figure out whether we continue. Say that tomorrow we'll continue with Shir tomorrow. Let's continue on. Rabbi said we can continue doing halacha until Mincha. So let's continue on. I just didn't bring my Mishnah.